Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To another episode of the show. I'm your host, Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about taking accountability for your life to become the best version of yourself. In this episode, I'm going to compile a list of 6 mistakes that you do not want to make in the next 6 months or the second half of the year, and it's going to be a compilation of 6 mistakes from previous episodes. The first is, stop always living for what's next and be present. I spent the majority of my teenage years and like early 20s waiting on what's next and always looking forward to the next milestone. At that point in time, I rarely lived in the present moment, to be honest. First, I couldn't wait to get to college so I could move out and start living on my own. Then when I was in college, I couldn't wait to graduate so I could start making money and stop living the broke college student life. And then I couldn't wait to start making more money so I can finally live the expensive lifestyle that I deserve. And I thought all of that was noble. Right? I thought that was fine. I thought it was good to, you know, just want more, anticipate more, but I didn't realize that that was putting me on a hamster wheel that I did not intend to get on and had a very hard time getting off. Because I was always looking forward to what was next and I was constantly overlooking the present moment. And all of those years are a blur because I wasted so much time like looking forward to the next thing. But I don't regret it because that kind of anticipation made me work harder and I'm currently reaping the benefits of my hard work. So it was all for a purpose. But basically, you cannot live your life in an unwrapped way, like in an on the way type of way. Like everything is about where you're going. Everything is about the destination. There is value in the present moment. For example, if you are single, think about it this way. If you say that, for example, your next relationship will be the last one, right? The next time you commit will be the last time you have to commit. It will end in marriage. If that's what you believe, do you realize that your time being single is finite? Do you realize that your single days where you do not have to care about anybody but yourself will soon come to an end? You can wake up and do whatever you want, not have to consider anybody. You don't have no children, nobody to cook for except yourself. And some of us already eat like pigeons. So imagine you feeding yourself like a little bird and now you have other people in your house that you have to care for. When you're married and you have children, you have other human beings you have to take care of, you have to feed. Your pigeon habits are not going to suffice, right? That is more responsibility for you. So you have a limited amount of time to eat like a pigeon. You have a limited amount of time to say, you know what? I don't feel like doing anything tonight. I'm just going to watch Netflix. I'm just going to relax. I don't feel like cooking. Let me just eat snacks. You know why? Because it's just you. You only have to worry about you. You're not concerned about feeding anybody else. You don't have no children. There's nobody else in your house, right? You have no other responsibilities other than yourself, right? And you are taking this moment for granted because the streets are so ghetto. You're overlooking all of the good aspects of you being single and constantly focusing on finding your husband, not realizing that you will never be single again once you find him, ideally, right? But you will never be single again once you find him. Take advantage of your single season. Why use that whole time just waiting and impatiently and thinking, oh my gosh, I can't wait until I meet somebody? Relax. Relax. Your time will come. Your time will come. And even if it doesn't, because, you know, for some people, the way life works, some people die before they could get married. If, you know, God forbid that's you, it's like, will you have wasted your entire life waiting on a man that is never coming? Enjoy your life today. Enjoy your single season. You have no idea what the future holds. So to put your entire life on hold right now for what you anticipate is just not feasible. It's just not feasible. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with having goals and milestones and things to look forward to. There's nothing wrong with being conscious of the destination that you're trying to get to, right? Because when you're conscious of that, that's how you can do things today that will lead you closer to that tomorrow. What I'm saying is, don't completely overlook the value of today because you are so focused on tomorrow. Appreciate the present moment and all it has to offer because that's literally all you have. The second mistake you don't want to make is do not compare yourself to other people. Focus on what you are called to do. The issue with that is when you take on that mindset of comparison and competition and you think you're behind in life, the reason why that's wrong is because you don't realize that we're all on a different path. Like, for example, I have a podcast. What does that have to do about what God has called you to do? You see what I'm saying? He may not have ever put the idea of starting a podcast on your mind. That may not be what you're blessed to do, what you're anointed to do. Does that mean you should look at me and say, oh, she has a podcast and it's doing better than mine? You're not meant to have one. You're not meant to have one. So why are you comparing that to what I have? Maybe you are called to be, I don't know, an influencer. Maybe you are called to be in a C-suite position in corporate. Maybe you are called to be a humanitarian or a philanthropist. Maybe you're called to be a stay-at-home wife. In that sense, what does the success or failure of my podcast have to do with anything in your life? Absolutely nothing. You see what I mean? We're all on different paths. But as soon as people forget that and they start playing the comparison game, you start feeling behind in life. But what I have has nothing to do with you, and what you have has nothing to do with me. So now when you learn a piece of information and it works, but you're 32 instead of 24 and you can't say that you were a millionaire by 25 like all of these other people, you're playing the comparison game. You're saying, I wish I knew this sooner. If only I knew this sooner, I would have been more successful when I was younger. That's not your path. That's not your path. It's when you forget that you are on a different path. You start playing the comparison game. You start wishing you knew it sooner because you are competing, okay? That's one of my theories. I'm not saying that's the only theory. That's one of my theories. When you do that, you're failing to see the work that God is doing in your life today, now, in the present moment. He is working on you. He is molding you. He is shaping you. He's equipping you with the things that you need for your calling, but you are looking at everybody else. Mind your business. Run your own race. I made an episode about that. Run your own race. That's why you think you're behind in life, because you're competing. There is no competition. It's just your path. And everybody else, not everybody else, but like, it will be related and connected to many other people, but your success depends on whether or not you can stay focused on what you are called to do, not when you're looking at everybody else who's running beside you. Y'all are not going in the same direction. Y'all are not going on the same path. Run your own race, but also comparing your where you are now with where you thought you would be by now. That's a big one. Comparing where you are now to where you thought you would be by now. That would be another reason. Sometimes it's not always about competing with other people. It's competing with the idea of what you thought your life would look like by now. So it's not that other people became a millionaire before 25 or a millionaire before 30 or they bought a house before this age or they got married by this age or they got married before they had children. You had an idea of what you thought your life would be like, and it's not looking like it. It's not looking like it. You have not met those deadlines. And it's making you harbor all of this resentment and guilt and shame towards yourself and regret in saying, I wish I knew this sooner. I wish I applied this sooner, right? But you have to let that go. If you don't know by now, God is in control, okay? And for some of us, it's best that he's in control and not us. Because how many times did you pray for things to happen that in hindsight you are so grateful that it didn't happen? How many times did you beg him to make people stay that in hindsight you are so grateful you could shout to the top of your lungs that that person is no longer in your life? How many people did you pray for that you are grateful are not in your life right now? You see what I mean? His plan is better than yours. The third thing is stop requiring other people's approval and support from family and friends and focus on helping the people that God called you to. You might be doing whatever it is you're doing. You might be trying to start a business and you're getting mad at friends and family because they're not supporting. Is it not more important to focus on your target audience that actually needs what you have to give? You will be so much more successful if you focus on that versus trying to force people to support you. Sometimes it's not personal. Sometimes it's truly not personal. Sometimes it's honestly not personal. They just didn't see it, or it's not relevant to them. If I'm vegan and you start a business making like soul food and it's clearly not vegan and I don't support, how can you hate me when that literally goes against my dietary restrictions? You see what I'm saying? Sure, I could do other things like share your page and do all of that, and that's great. I'm not saying these things should go unnoticed or they don't matter or like blah, blah, blah. All I am saying is you cannot hold the obligation over other people's head and like, you know, act like they're your worst enemy because they're not doing that. Sometimes they are. Okay. But focus. Okay. You cannot dwell on that. You cannot dwell on who's not supporting you. Focus on finding people who actually need what you have and nurture that audience. Okay, nurture that audience. Because if I'm only supporting you because I know you and your offer, your product, service, content is not relevant to me, then that's not a sustainable foundation for your business or for your content anyway. Because how often am I likely to patronize your business or whatever if it doesn't concern me? Gosh, that was a very long-winded example of like the need for approval and support from family and friends. I wanted to give you a different perspective that people don't see things the way you do. So sometimes it's just unproductive for you to hold a grudge over certain people's head. sometimes people don't engage with certain things for their own personal reasons that has nothing to do with you, and the fact that they may not support you is just a byproduct. You have to let go of that need of approval and that need of support from family and friends. Because if they don't do it, what are you going to do? Fall into an abyss of depression and just give up on everything that you ever wanted because somebody you know doesn't support you? It's not a realistic foundation. What you need to be focusing on is whether or not you are in alignment with the plan that God has for your life. Because if God be for you, who dare be against you? Who can be against you? Who can tell you you're not doing the right thing? Who can tell you that it's not going to be successful if God already told you that's what I want you to do? Nobody can go against that. So why do you need approval from so many other people before you do what it is you're supposed to do?
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The fourth thing, and this is so important, do not let your ego dictate your actions. You cannot walk around being controlled by your ego. You just can't. You put everything at risk when you walk around being controlled by your ego, when you let your ego lead you. You put everything in jeopardy because the ego is like the most childish, underdeveloped form of yourself, of your subconscious. It's like the most childish part of you. It's the part that wants to have its way. It doesn't want to listen. It doesn't want to be told what to do. It wants to be in control. It's literally a child, right? You cannot operate in life by being childish. If you are not a child, you need to put childish things away. But I'm telling you, when people say they want to get people back, or if you go low, I go to hell. When people say stuff like that, that's your ego talking. That is your ego trying to tell you that you have to be petty. You have to get them back. You have to get even. That is very immature. It feels good. Trust me, I've been there. I've had my petty era. I've been there. I know how good it feels. Believe me. And it was very hard putting it to rest. It was very hard. But you cannot let that temporary satisfaction of getting even control you. You cannot let that lead you. You cannot be ruled by that because it will damage your reputation. It will damage your credibility. You will be immature. And for what? And for what? Like, it's literally not worth it. Like, a lot of times, pettiness, like, sometimes, because pettiness doesn't discriminate. Pettiness doesn't discriminate. It's like you will be petty to people you don't like and people who try you, and you will be petty to the people you actually love and care about too. In frivolous situations, like things that don't matter, your pettiness doesn't discriminate. And it's like, if you really think about it, when you really assess your relationships with the people you really love and care about, the people you don't want to lose, why are you giving them that toxic version of yourself because you're unable to control your ego? You're unable to control your emotions. You're being immature. You're being childish. And if they were to cut you off because you were petty, they would be right. They would be right. If that was something that was a non-negotiable for somebody and they were to cut you off, they would be right. And what would you say for that? What would you have to say? Oh, well, you did this, so I did this. Be mature, okay? Grow up. Take the mature route. You have to really assess whether or not it's worth losing your relationship for childish nonsense, okay? You have to grow up. Being petty is not a badge of honor. I have told you all this before. You could claim to be intelligent. You could claim to be hardworking. You could claim to be an entrepreneur. You could claim to be anything in this world, and you are claiming pettiness. It is not a badge of honor. It is not. And if you have people in your life encouraging you to be petty, all of y'all are ridiculous. All of y'all are ridiculous. It's like the blind leading the blind. You get nothing from being petty other than that temporary satisfaction, and you jeopardizing all of your relationships and your reputation in the process because you are being childish, and that's how people are going to see you. It's literally not worth it. It's not worth living a life being led by your ego. It's not worth it. Trust me. From somebody who used to be very petty and vindictive, you know, back in my teenage days, it was great. She was cute. It was an era. It was an era. But I have put that to rest, and sometimes I have to fight to keep it at rest. But at the end of the day, I have to focus on the bigger picture. The best version of me is not petty. If I have to be petty, if people are doing things so much that it bothers you and you feel like you don't want them to get one over on you, you don't want people to take advantage of you, sweetheart, the mature way to deal with that is by establishing boundaries and not allowing people in your life who want to play with you. You could go that route, but instead you choose to keep them knowing they don't have the best intentions for you, and y'all just going back and forth playing stupid games. It makes no sense, okay? Do the work to establish and enforce the boundaries to keep people out of your life, or to have better conflict resolution skills and communication skills so you can deal with these things in a mature way that doesn't sour your relationships with people. That is the mature route. Pettiness is not a badge of honor, okay? Stop claiming it like it is one. Like, we're adults. I'm assuming there are no children who listen to my podcast. The analytics doesn't say there are children. So stop acting childish, okay? Stop acting childish. You pay bills. I'm sure you pay bills. Act like an adult who pays bills. It is not worth it to stoop to people's levels. You don't even respect people. Like, the thing is, when people are trying you in that way, like not when you're in a genuine relationship with somebody or family or friends or something, and then there's just conflict. But when people are not in your life, when people are testing you, when they're trying to trigger you, when they don't like you for some reason and they're just poking at you, these people don't like you, these people don't respect you, they couldn't care any less about you. They want you to get out of character and damage your reputation. They want to see you fail. They want to see you fall short. And you are so immature, you're thinking, let me respond exactly how they want to so I can feel good about it. And now you look bad for people who don't even care about you. You don't realize, like, your ego is very short-sighted. You responding to that with pettiness or disrespect or anything like that is literally you actually falling into a trap and damaging your reputation. And you think it's worth it because it feels good to tell people off. Like, they won. They won because you were not able to control your emotions.
The fifth thing is, you need to let go of always wanting to be comfortable all the time.
There's nothing wrong with binge watching your favorite show on Netflix, but when you're doing it when you said you would be working on your business, or when you're doing it when you said you would be creating content, or when you said you would be planning your budget, or when you said you would be working out, that is when the issue comes in. When you are doing these things, when you said you would be doing something that would get you towards what you're working toward, that is the issue. That is the comfort that I am addressing today. Because I was reading a book, the guy mentioned a very good point in the book, and that was, when humans are under stress, we resort to our habits because it takes the pressure off things. You just naturally default to what you've always done. I get it. Like, it's very easy. It's like, you know, you wake up, you're tired, just snooze the alarm. Okay, but you've been sleeping in too much. I've been sleeping in too much.
How many episodes on Netflix are you going to watch before you do your first workout? How many episodes on Netflix are you going to watch before you create the content that you said you were going to create? Or whatever it is that you said you were going to do. Stop putting these things off because you want to be comfortable so desperately. We have to develop the discipline necessary to do the things, to be the type of person that we need to be at that next level.
And the sixth and final thing is stop making excuses.
What you have been through, many people have been through. My question to you is, are you going to be the one with an excuse, or are you going to be the one with a testimony? You want to do things that will require a bit more time and effort and discipline on your part. And it's not that you're not doing well. You're doing really good for yourself, but that next level you want to go to is going to require a little bit more from you, right? Like, there's some part of you who wants to self-sabotage and be like, you know what? I'm doing really good. I don't even really need to do this. I'm actually really tired. I feel like I should take a break. And you go to some of your friends with that thought like, yeah, I want to do this, but like, I just feel like, you know, like maybe I should take a break or whatever. And you have these friends talking to you like, yeah, you know what? You've done really good for yourself. You just need to take a break. You just need to relax. The reality of the situation is you are not satisfied because you know you are operating on 30% of your full potential, but you are letting these friends and these people convince you that you should take a break or slow down, or that you are doing enough just because your 30% looks like their 100%. Y'all are literally not on the same playing field, but that self-sabotaging voice in your mind is telling you to settle down and slow down and stop. And you're going to these people who don't dream as big as you. They cannot see things the way you see things. Their goals aren't as big as yours, and you're letting them convince you to slow down, to pump the brakes. I am not letting you do that. That is why I'm making this episode. If you know you are operating on 30% of your potential or anything less than 100%, you should strive to get to that 100%. You should strive to be the best you can be. Your standards that you have for yourself is not going to be like anybody else's. Your 30% could be somebody else's 100%. Don't go to that person and ask them for advice, because they are going to make you slow down. If you are triggered by anything I say in this episode, it's probably because you are used to being coddled, you're used to being consoled, you're used to people telling you, yeah, it's okay to slow down, it's okay to do nothing. We're not doing that today. We're not doing that today. If you know there's something you need to do, I need you to do it. I need you to do it, and I need to stop making excuses. What are your excuses doing for you? How is it helping you? For those of you who are so gung-ho on making excuses for everything, what is it doing for you? How is it helping you? If you want to change your life, if you want to see change in your life, if you want to improve your life, you need to start doing things differently. You need to stop making these excuses. Your excuses will always, some of you use these excuses as crutches, as, well, I can't do this because ABC. Remember what I said in the beginning? There are 7 billion people on this earth. Your experience is not unique. There are people who are struggling like you, and there are people who are using that as fuel for their motivation and doing something about it. You need to expose yourself to more of the people who are doing something about it, and distance yourself from the people in your life who are coddling you, because you will wake up a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and still be in the same place, or still be very unhappy, very unfulfilled, no progress whatsoever. Stop making these excuses. Stop justifying things. Like, if you have somebody in your life who, let's use me for example, right? Because I am pretty much more or less dragging you right now a little bit, right? Just a little bit. But if you have somebody in your life like me who is talking to you like this, saying, hey, you really need to cut back on the excuses. For those of you listening who are literally thinking of all of the excuses and probably thinking to yourself, oh, well, she doesn't know me. She doesn't know what I've been through. She doesn't know all of these struggles and trials and tribulations. That's why she can say this. You know, she doesn't know me. She doesn't know my life. What is that doing for you? What has it done for you so far? Are you happy? Are you satisfied? It's not doing anything for you. So it makes no sense, regardless of how you're taking the way I'm saying it. It makes no sense to try to argue with me on social media or argue with me in your mind while you're listening to this, or pause this episode to run through your list of excuses or reasons why I'm wrong for saying what I'm saying. What is it doing for you? That is my question. That's what I really want you to think about. What are these excuses doing for you? What is fighting for your right to complain? What is going down your list of complaints doing for you? Where is that taking you? It's literally making you more and more miserable of your situation. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help you, and it's going to repel people who will want to help you, because some of you have a problem for every solution that people present. It's like, oh, well, I have this problem, blah, 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 blah. And somebody will be like, okay, well, you know, that's very unfortunate, but I can help you through this. We can do this instead. You can do this. Well, you know, excuse number one, excuse number two, excuse number three. What is it doing for you? Absolutely nothing. Why are you fighting for the right to justify your excuses and your complaints? One thing I will never do on this podcast is enable your bad behaviors and your bad habits. One thing I will not do is I will not enable it. Stop dwelling in your excuses. It's not doing nothing for you other than holding you back. Now, if you are okay with that, if you're satisfied, if you look at your life now and you think about it and you say, I would really love to be in this exact same spot a year from now or 10 years from now, then this is not the podcast for you. It's not the podcast for you. I don't even know how you got this far. This is not the podcast for you. But if you know you need to work on your excuses, your complaints, this is me holding you accountable. This is me giving you a very rough pep talk and telling you, number one, yes, I understand it's very hard, but one thing I really need you to pay attention to is who you go to with these excuses and these complaints. Because some people, like I said, your community, your environment, your friends group, your friend group will enable you. Some of you just sit there all day and complain about your lives. Nothing productive. It's like, oh, I had this horrible experience. Oh my God, me too. Let's just talk about it for 3 hours. What is that doing for you? Like, on one end, it's therapeutic. There's nothing wrong with like discussing your problems and venting and getting it off your chest. My thing is, do not dwell in the complaints. At some point in time, you need to get up and you need to work on a solution. Do not stay dwelling on the problem. Where is the solution?
So that is all I have to say today, and I will talk to you next Sunday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.